You're listening to the After Hours podcast.
Wow. Welcome.
Welcome.
It's May 1st, too. I think this is a pretty cool start date, if you ask me, huh?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So welcome to May, everyone.
Welcome to me. Oh, I'm sorry. To May.
To May.
It's gonna be May.
And welcome to our fun little After Hours podcast that we're doing. We are going to talk about a whole lot of things this season.
Yes.
Yeah. We've got some really cool things in the works.
Really excited.
Yeah, really exciting. But we won't go into too much detail on that. We'll kind of introduce ourselves first. So do you want to go?
I think I'll go.
Okay.
Well, my name is Jet. Some people call me J Puppy. Some people call me J Money. You can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for dinner. I hate it when people say that. And I wasn't going to say that. But I'm sorry for saying it anyway.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
You've never heard that?
No. It's like,
you can call me whatever you want, just don't call me late for dinner.
That's funny.
Yeah. I think it's an old-timey saying.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I've ever heard it, but.
But like you, I am from California. And California boy who is wearing cowboy boots and Wranglers in the mountains of Utah. And yeah, enjoying it. And super, super excited to be doing this with you. I've actually always wanted to start a podcast, but then I even have a microphone, which I have in the office, and have never gone through the process or taken the time to actually start a podcast. But I think it's cool that you and I are going to start that, because I feel like you and I have a lot in common.
We do. We have good conversations, and this would not be my first podcast. This is my second podcast that I did with Small Fire Productions, and that was really fun when we did that. So when we kind of got together, we decided, I don't know if it was me, but I was like, do you want to do it? Do you want to do a podcast with me? And I feel like the vibe was there and we work really well together. So I figured, oh, this is going to be so much fun.
And your name is Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, my name is Olivia Newton-John. Just kidding. People call me Liv. Olivia,
Libby.
Olive, Ribbit. I have a lot of nicknames.
Libby,
Ribbit.
Oh, Ribbit.
Ribbit.
Mm.
So I don't know how I got Ribbit as a nickname, but I did, and it kind of stuck.
The Ribbit effect.
Oh, I like that. The Ribbit effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but most people call me Liv.
I know. I feel like I used to call you Liv, and then when I started working with you, it was Olivia.
Yeah.
I don't know why I switched it to Olivia.
I don't know.
But either way, I like Liv and I like Olivia and I like the ripple effect.
I feel like when people call me Olivia, I'm in trouble.
Olivia?
Like that, yeah. Like, I feel like, what did I do? But, you know.
So you have experience starting a podcast. That's really cool. Yeah. How do you feel about this is your second venture out into starting a podcast? How do you feel about that?
You know, I'm super excited about this one, I think, because when we started talking about a second podcast, some of the ideas that we had were so neat that I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so good.
On the second one?
Yeah.
Okay, on this one, yeah.
Yeah. Because the first one that I did was really fun and it was really good. And I was number three in Singapore. But a lot of times my co-host would, you know, either be absent or I had to do it on my own. And
so you actually like recorded some on your own?
Yeah, I did a lot of them.
Because of her absence?
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I gotta give the people of Singapore what they want, but I'm solo today. So you're just having a conversation with yourself.
That's right. That's
wow.
Right.
Well, good for you for being motivated to do that. And I think that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I did it for over a year. And the cool part about it is I was traveling at the time. So I was all over the United States when I was recording. And it was cool because I'd be in one place. I'd be in Michigan for one podcast. Mm. I'd be in like Illinois for the next. I'd be in Chicago or I'd be in, well, Chicago, Illinois, but
yeah.
Or I'd be in like New York or something like that.
Like, you're like, hey, today's episode, I am in New York. And today's episode, I'm in Singapore.
singer. I wish, right? No, but I remember one episode that I did. I was doing it with my co-host, who was actually in California at the time, and I was like in Nebraska.
And you guys were recording that? Like,
we were.
Simultaneously?
We were.
Ah.
And I remember saying to her, I was like, yeah, I'm sitting in a field in Nebraska. It was like really, it was fun. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
Technology. I see. I wouldn't even know how to do that. I'm glad. So for those of you that are listening, Olivia has really taken charge on the like recording of that, because I mean, I can do a video on my phone. I could do a voice memo, but I don't even know like which one you're using on here. And I would not know, especially if I had to like record with you from another place, I'd be like, Olivia, I don't know, it's not happening. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, getting started. I mean, if you've never done a podcast, it's, you know, it's kind of hectic, but
yeah.
Now that I did one, I mean, I had this up and running in like, what, 24?
This?
Yeah.
Yeah. You had this up and running after hours.
That was a good one. Anyways, but you did say that we were both from California. We're both from California. And the funny thing about that is I kind of claim Northern California and the Central Valley, and you kind of claim Southern California and the Central Valley.
I'm all Southern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like real Southern.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny because we technically are not far from each other when we're in the middle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I know Northern is like another universe compared to Southern.
Oh, yeah.
Like L.A. compared to like, what's up, San Francisco?
Yeah.
Completely different.
Completely. Yeah. Yeah,
and then when you get into like where you're familiar with like Tehachapi and Bakersfield area, that's like another world from like LA. So even some parts of Southern are like completely different worlds.
That's why I think it's cool, because you have lots of tattoos and cowboy boots on.
Yeah, well, I'm either my whole life I was like skater and Blink-182 and like even some like Lil Wayne and all that stuff. And I like always wore like skinny jeans and like Vans, and I had like a beanie on or a hat, and I had like the Justin Bieber hair for a while. And now I'm like still have that California vibe, and like I still use the same like lingo as California, but I'm wearing like belt buckles and like ranchers and
which is funny, because when you talk about the skater vibe, like that's the kind of vibe that I have. I was like the surfer girl with the like
Billabong.
Like the Billabong. And I still wear all that.
Yeah. Sometimes when you come in on your day off or something, when you're popping in, you're like wearing like a Rip Curl.
Yeah.
Or a Billabong and flip flops.
Yeah.
That was my vibe too.
Yeah.
It's still my vibe. You know,
yeah.
It's still there. I just, cowboy boots are comfortable.
You know, you say that. They don't look very comfortable.
Well, they're not when you get them. And then you break them in, and then they're like the best thing ever. And I don't have to worry about tying my shoes.
Oh.
Part of the reason, I mean, I don't know how to tie my shoes anymore.
Whatever. Okay, so you guys kind of got to know us a little bit, but let's go into something fun.
Okay.
Okay? So I have some riddles for you.
So now you're the riddle effect.
I am the riddle
effect. The riddle effect. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so I'm going to read you some of these, and you're going to see if you can solve them.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to.
Oh, some of them are not very hard.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'll tell you the answer if.
If I'm joking.
If you don't get it.
Okay.
Okay?
Can I throw a lifeline?
Maybe.
I'll make a call.
Okay.
I'll make a call if I can't.
Call a friend. Okay.
Who was that? Regis Kelly?
Yeah.
That was, huh?
Yeah.
I forgot about him.
I know. Is he still alive?
I don't know. He might be old as... He might be like 80. I don't know. I don't know how old he is. So Regis... You're not listening, but it'd be cool if you were. If you're younger than 80 and I called you 80, I apologize.
Okay. What has to be broken before it can be used?
Oh, my God. Why does that sound familiar? What has to be broken before it can be used? Okay. So, you know what's funny about this is I have nothing in my mind, and I can't. I actually don't know the answer to this, but I feel like this is one of those questions when you're going to give me the answer, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, because I feel like I've heard this before.
You have. I'm almost certain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Oh, I can't think of it.
I think it's easy, but, like, I don't think I could have answered it before I looked at the answer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, so it's an egg.
An egg. Okay.
Right?
I feel
get
like
it?
Yeah, yeah, okay. An egg.
An egg. Okay, this one's kind of cool. I really like this one, but this one's a little bit harder. Okay?
Okay.
So just pay attention to, like...
to detail.
Yeah. Okay.
So an egg. Says, sorry.
No. It says, I'm tall when I'm young, and I'm short when I'm old. What am I?
A root.
Ooh, that's a good one. You know what? That could be an answer also.
With, I'm guessing it's not the right answer, though. But I'm short when I'm young?
Yeah, so... I'm tall when I'm young.
Oh, so a root wouldn't be the answer then.
But, oh, because that's
so
backwards.
So split. Okay, yeah. Okay. So I'm tall when I'm young and then short when I'm old?
Yeah.
A pimple.
Ew. Gross. No.
A pimple on the crack.
Ew, you are disgusting. Okay, no. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It's a candle.
A candle. I feel like I've heard that one before, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, have okay. You? Yeah, but of course, when you said candle, I was like, oh, yeah, but there's no way, I wouldn't have guessed candle.
Okay, this one's another easy one. What is always in front of you?
Beatus.
No, if you want to know, Beatus is the dog.
Beatus, her real name is Bella, but her name is Beatus because she's plump, and we thought she had diabetes, so that got shortened to Beatus.
Okay, what's always in front of you but cannot be seen?
Shadow.
No, because that's, like, behind you.
Oh, yeah. So what's always in front of me but cannot be seen?
Yeah.
The wind of all the ghosts that are haunting my life right now.
Ooh, we're going to have to get into that. No. The future.
The future. What is that song? The future is coming on, it's coming. It's like the Gorillaz?
I have no idea.
I want to say it's Clint Eastwood. By the Gorillaz.
I
could be wrong, and if I am wrong, that sucks that I'm wrong on the recording. Do you know? You don't know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The future is coming on.
I have no clue.
And keep in mind, I found out that I'm tone deaf yesterday, so that singing, please don't hold me to it.
Maybe that's why I don't.
Yeah, I guess because I'm saying it like the worst possible way. The future is coming on.
Okay, so I'll just give you one more, okay? This
okay.
One's cool.
Uno mas.
If there are three apples and you take away two, how many do you have?
One. If there's three apples and I take away... Wait. If there's three apples and I take away two?
Two.
Then there's one.
Are you sure?
Okay, I'm trying to think. Now I'm trying to think outside because it sounds like that would be obvious, right? So... I'm trying to think of the way you worded that. So there's three apples, and I'm taking away two.
I wish you guys could see this right now because he's got his fingers up, and he's, like, looking at him.
Three. I don't know. My final answer, Regis, is one.
Okay, it's no. You have two.
Oh, because I'm taking away two.
Because you're taking
oh,
away two.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you didn't say, okay, I knew it was in the wordplay, because you didn't say how many do I have left.
No.
Yeah, so if I take away two, I'm leaving one and I take away, oh, you sneaky dog.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha. Okay,
well, that was fun.
That was good. I wish I had some riddles for you, but unfortunately I don't, and I don't know any off the top of my head.
Well, that's okay.
But that was cool, so next time I'll have some riddles for you.
Oh, great. Okay, wonderful.
And I'm going to make them really, really hard.
Hey, I gave you easy ones.
Okay, but I didn't get any of them.
No, but that's okay. Okay, so we're going to do something else.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a word.
Okay.
And you're going to either tell me what word would be used in the UK.
In the UK?
Yeah, because they have different words than we do.
Right.
Okay.
So like some of our lingos or whatever?
Yeah, like you know what we call like, what's one that you would know? Like soda.
Pop.
Okay, I don't say that word. I think that's...
Is that a Utah thing?
That's a Utah thing. Like,
yeah.
Well, it could be a Midwest thing.
You're right. I think it's a Midwest thing. Because I remember when I moved from California, they'd be like, you want some pop? And I was like, what?
I know, it's weird.
I want me to pop what?
Ooh.
Depends on who's asking.
Okay, so like in the UK, what do you think they call soda?
Bubbly. No, it's champagne still, right?
I don't know.
So I would probably, I can imagine that they would say
Pop, maybe.
No. You want to know what they call it? They call it fizzy drinks.
Fizzy drinks. That's so not surprising, though. I can imagine that.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's, like, too long. I feel like it's too... Like, they need a
Can I get a strawberry vanilla fizzy drink, please?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know. Okay. Do you know what a flat is?
Yeah, it's an apartment.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yay! Yes. You got it.
I did know that.
What do you think they call a French fries?
A crisp.
Chips.
Oh, I knew that. I knew it.
What's a crisp?
Chips.
Yeah.
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 That's okay. I got that mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah. But you did really well on that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, this is really funny. What do you call an elevator in the UK?
An elevator.
This is like...
I'd be guessing now. It'd be a floor increaser. Or decreaser.
You're actually kind of correct.
What?
It's called a lift.
A lift. And see, but what do they call Uber? What do they call Lyft? Do they have lifts out there for, like, the car service?
I don't know. That's a good question.
They would they call those elevators?
They do not. Whatever. But that's kind of funny. Okay, let's see. Oh my gosh, this is hilarious. What do they call cigarettes?
Oh, can I say that on the air though? It's FAG.
Yeah, well, you can because that's what they call it.
Okay.
You're right. Yeah. And this is that's what we're talking about. We're talking about like words from the UK versus America.
That's true. So okay, so anything that is the UK that is unsayable out here, if we're referring to the UK, we can still say it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's crazy.
Plus, I just wanted to blurt it out on here.
Okay. All right. Do you know what a knicker is?
Excuse me? No, I was kidding. Yeah, that's the undergarments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what about a trolley?
Train.
No.
It's a buggy?
Oh, you were like, right. You're so close. No, it's a shopping cart.
Oh, yes. So I feel like there is someone that used to live at Hawthorne, and he has since moved to Oregon. But he told me that.
Oh, really?
He told me that at the dog park, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, let's see. One more.
Uno más.
Uno más. Do you know what a nappy is?
A nappy?
A nappy.
No.
It's a diaper.
I can see that now.
A nappy. That's weird.
You gotta change your nappy.
Okay. Okay, this one's kind of cool. How would you say pharmacist?
In the UK?
Yeah, what would you think that it would be called?
Pharmacist. The happy pill land. I don't know. I don't know.
So a pharmacist in the UK is, hold on one sec, it is a chemist.
I would have never guessed that. A chemist? Because over here, that's like someone who's like doing concoctions, right? And like,
yeah.
Like blowing up water bottles of like steam or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get the gist.
Okay. Now this is the last one I'm going to do.
Okay.
Okay. The parking lot. What would you call, or what do you think a parking lot would be called in the UK?
A parking lot. You know what's funny is I was actually just talking about parking lots last night.
Okay.
It was so random, I know. But a parking lot in the UK would be called a lot. Just a lot.
Just a lot?
Yeah.
No.
Not a lot lizard.
Oh, that's different. That's different.
I don't know.
It's called a car park.
Oh, and that actually makes more sense. Well, I guess parking lot and car park is car park.
Car park, yeah.
I can see both of those actually being.
Because a gathering of cars, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was actually talking about parking lots yesterday in the director's meeting. They were like, you know how much money, like if you owned a parking lot in like a stadium where they have like, because Post Malone was here last night and they had like these big name artists. And if you have a parking lot that you own and you charge $20 a car and it's like how many spots? That's a bank.
Okay, maybe we're in the wrong business.
I think we are in the wrong business. We need to go get ourselves a car park.
Okay, we'll take out a loan.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, well, that was fun, you know.
That was fun.
So we'll just have to end this, and we will pick this back up next week.
Next week, we will be in, we're going to Tucson, and then the following week, we'll be in Cabo, and then we'll be in Puerto Vallarta, and then we'll be in Singapore, because that's our tour dates, right?
That definitely is, yes. And Jet's paying.
Oh, no. Okay, never mind. This is on the, we can keep this recorded. So never mind, I'm actually not, we're not doing that if I'm paying.
All right, well, hit us up, and we will chat at you later.
Bye.
Bye.